welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fourth issue of this Doctor Who story arc. If you like to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we start off on some, it's basically Cindy recap, or Gabriella recapping to her friend Cindy.
Yep. She's as a diary. A diary, yeah.
Diary, but she's using Cindy as her audience, basically.
Yep.
Which is how this whole issue goes.
Yes. So it was really nice,
except for the handwriting.
I know we talked about that before. I had trouble
reading,
figuring
it
out,
because some of the letters look the same, and some of them, like, this I think this is a G right here that looks like I don't know what the hell it's supposed to be, but there's so many of them.
There was one word in particular, mental, that took me forever to figure out, because
I wasn't sure if it was an O and a U. I was trying to figure out what motored was.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
but she's talking about how, you know, she's going with the doctor. Oh, and her TARDIS definition is threshold and ridiculous domain of insanity and super cool.
I like it.
It works. but throughout her explanations, we also get actual
comic. It's going on. Like, her explanation and the comic itself are still intertwined. And it's really good.
So basically, the doctor's like, well, you know, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? How about an art gallery? Mm-hmm. And when do you want to go see an art gallery? And she's like, well, I guess I want to see the future. And she's like, but aren't I not supposed to be able to see the future? Because then I can change the future. And the doctor's like, well, there are some points that are fixed that really can't change. Everything else is just kind of meh.
Yeah.
So we'll just find something.
It's really interesting how he's able to avoid the fixed points. I think it's more of the TARDIS stops him from going there. But there are definitely times where he hops in those fixed points.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not good.
She goes through while they're talking about discussing where they're going and stuff. Mm-hmm. She also goes through and explains who the doctor is, different kinds of stuff, like his psychic paper, mm-hmm. the sonic screwdriver,
TARDIS toolbox,
all kinds of stuff. So they land on this futuristic planet.
What was the planet called? Ulamo.
Oh,
Olomas.
Olomas.
There we go. I don't know how to pronounce it.
We're just gonna call it
future
Olomas.
Words.
And as soon as
beautiful landscape.
Yeah, as soon as Gabby gets out of the TARDIS, she falls to the floor and starts crying. And the doctor's like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Oh my god, it's just everything's so beautiful."
Mm-hmm.
And then we get some Disney-esque pictures drawn in her.
Yeah, that definitely looks like the bat from
Anastasia.
There we go.
It looks like Bartok.
Yep.
Yes. Which would be a
that was
fox, I believe.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So the doctor's talking about how, like, for instance, there's a waterfall that's flowing upward and around.
Are they waterfalls, water fools, water flyaways?
Yeah. Anyways, they meet some alien people, which, like, some of the pictures in here are interesting that she's drawn, and then some of them are just kind of like
the art style changes constantly, which is not terrible, but it definitely is confusing.
Yeah, but at least, like, some of these spots where the writing was big enough to where you could actually see what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, just imagine doing it on the laptop or my tablet here and have to zoom in constantly.
That's why I like
the, I know.
But anyway, so the doctor takes her to this art gallery, the Pentaquoq Gallery of Olomas. Yeah, anyways, aliens, future things, gallery. And they're you know, going around looking at a bunch of different futuristic art styles and such, and
3D pointless painting,
which is actually is a really interesting idea. Yeah. Basically, it's pointillism like George Seurat, except it's 3D. So, which depending on what side of it you look at, makes a different picture with the dots.
Yep.
Which,
yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, just the thought of what they did here was amazing. I love it.
And that would actually be an awesome concept to try.
It'd be really cool.
Anyways, so the doctor's like, well, we're going to go to this, go see Z, Ikuyu's
yeah.
block transfer sculptures. And basically, she uses her mind to shape, you know, the things around her.
Yep.
And when they get there, the whole exhibit's gone. And they're talking to, I'm guessing it's a curator.
Yes.
And the doctor's like, so where's everything at? She's like, oh, she had a bad review, so she took everything, and now she's in private contemplation away from, you know, everybody.
Been there for 100 years.
Yeah. And then the doctor's like, well, does her elevator still work? And she's like, yeah, but she doesn't want anybody up there, and nobody's come back or something like that, right?
The
last person came down in quite a hurry.
Yeah.
And
that was 70 years ago.
Yeah. And the doctor's like, well, let's get going. So they hop on this elevator, which takes them to a moon, right?
Yeah, it's a moon that is in geosynchronous orbit.
There you go.
Of that. Yeah, I like how he walks up to the elevator. He's like, Vernon, been a long time. Like, oh, DNA identified, verified the doctor plus one. It has indeed, sir. Pleased to see you.
Which Vernon is a little robot that's sitting by the elevator.
With a ton of cobwebs. Yeah.
Looks like he hasn't moved in a bit.
No. Ever kind of you've seen Onward, have you not? No.
No.
You've seen Mandalorian, have you not?
I have not.
Never mind.
Haha. You can't share it. No, I don't.
I could.
I say it's not going to hurt my feelings. I'm not going to be able to watch it anytime soon anyways. So.
There is, in The Mandalorian, I think in the last episode... Maybe second last episode, they hop on this like lava river thing, and there's an R2 droid thing that is all like rusted. Similar situation. It just has been sitting there and got caked with, what's the lava, what's dried lava? Is that still?
That's a great question.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yep. Words.
All the ash and all that stuff that got solidified and just it's just sitting there. And then when they hop on, it actually like has to break free because it hadn't been used forever. So yeah, that.
Yeah. So they take the elevator up, and when they get to, they're walking towards this massive building. There's a bunch of sculptures in the yard. And they're all different shaped, almost humanoid. They're bipedal, most of them. And they're like in different poses, and there's different shapes, different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're talking, because the doctor's explained to her that, you know, like all these were shaped, you know, with her mind, and she can, she, you know, like controlled the shaping of
yep.
them with, what did he say, with a song, I believe?
A song
about
and
math.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so while they're talking, some of the statues come to life and start chasing them down and
yep.
trying to attack them.
Because why not? I do like how they make it through the gate. As soon as they close the gate, Gabby's like, what are you doing? We got to keep going. And he's like, no, we're good. And they all stop at the gate.
Yeah.
It's like, huh. Okay. Interesting.
I also like how he sticks his arm out of the gate.
Yep.
And he's like, look, see? Nothing's wrong.
Show off.
So they walk up to the door. And there's this person that answers the door, and the doctor's like, hey, I'm here to see Z.
He kind of looks like an emo reject.
Yeah.
Just and like he's got the black shorts, and it looks like he's got the, like knee-high
with his
shitty
shorts tucked into him.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
But so the doctor's like, hey, I'm an old friend of Z's, and this is my friend Gabby Gonzalez, and she's going to be a new fan. She's an artist herself, and he's like, so are you. Or he goes, so who are you? And the guy's like, I am the ultimate apprentice here. There can be only one. And the doctor's like, that's nice. Is Z around? And Gabby's just kind of hi, and the apprentice kid's like, you came to become an apprentice, you and doctor's like, no, we really aren't.
It's like, no, we're just here to look at our art.
Well, come this way. So they come to Z, and the doctor's like, hey, how's it going? And then he's like, oh wait, this is a statue, self-portraits, incredible, it looks exactly like her. Mm-hmm. And then he turns around and he's like, hey, where's Gabby? And
because Gabby's gone.
And we get into this room, and Gabby's like, hey, where did the doctor go? And this female version of the male that answered the door is like, you can't fool me, we know you're here trying to take the apprenticeship. And Gabby's like, weren't you a boy just a little bit ago? And then this head pops out of her chest and she's like, yes, I'm all aspects. And she's like, okay, doctor!
Starts running.
And while that's going on, the doctor is talking to the male version. And he's like, look, man, I hope this is a joke. You know, Z's always had a brilliant sense of humor. But, I'm trying to give you the chance to, you know, explain. And the guy's like, oh, you know, and he attacks him.
His hands start morphing into...
Well,
he got scissors. I think that's going to be a pencil. Basically, art tools.
Yeah.
Or sculpting tools or something.
A pencil, a pen, maybe some scissors. And he takes a swipe at the doctor. And he's like, I know you're not a doctor. You don't look like any kind of healer. And he's like, you're just trying to steal my apprenticeship. And so the doctor runs into some room that's got a bunch of
clocks
in it. Well, it actually looks like the painting where the clocks are melting.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I can't think what the hell it's called. Yeah, because that even has one down there.
Yeah. And the apprentice, the male apprentice, is like, you know, you think that you're just so smart and this and that and the other. And
well, don't forget, like, you missed the one part where the doctor is saying that he's got everything wrong, and the apprentice is like, no, doctor, I'm exactly right. Time is running out for you. It's another allusion to it's toward the end of his life.
Yeah.
This cycle.
This version.
Yeah.
So he's like, the doctor, you know, runs in this room. He's like, so you've redecorated. And then they get through this whole, you know, chase and fight. Well, not really fighting, but running. And
I like how the apprentice says, you're a critic. And
the doctor's like, all critics wear bow ties.
And then he immediately was like, well, you know what? Bow ties aren't terrible.
Because
11 has bow ties.
So he runs up the staircase. He's like, yeah, this staircase should lead me to the terrace. Yay. And then the doctor hears Gabby. Yep.
Good?
Yep, we're good.
Okay.
The doctor hears Gabby yelling, and he... you know, goes to look over top of the terrace and sees that Gabby's basically keep holding her own against the female apprentice. And he's like, Gabby, go to Zoo's studio that way. Big windows in the glass wing. Maybe she'll be there. So while this is going on, the male apprentice shows up by the doctor again. And the doctor is running, and he's like, oh, he's like, I noticed where this is. He's like, this stairwell should take me to this certain place. And he runs through the stairwell, and as soon as he runs through the door, and as soon as he runs through the door, he starts falling.
Because the apprentice
is like, I made an infinite stairwell, doctor. Well, like,
I redecorated.
It's endless and bottomless. Farewell forever. And so that's where it ends.
He falls to his
death.
Maybe.
We'll see. He falls.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Doctor Who story.